Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. We are here with yet another episode as we are still trying to pump out 52 podcast episodes within this year. Forgive me, as quality may not be A1 in terms of my content will just be all over the place, and it is fine. It is fine. This is what I want to do. And this is my podcast. So I'm just going to make it the way I want to make it. And, we're just going to start. A shout out to my cousin, Ruan, for telling me to just start somewhere. And this is it. We're starting. Today, I want to talk about... Oh, I want to talk about things that I've learned as a preschool teacher. So recently, I quit my job at the preschool that I was working for, and due to multiple reasons. After leaving, after having been gone for a couple of weeks now, I've had some time to reflect on things that I've come to learn and things that I'm still learning after that whole experience. Raising a child is honestly by far one of the most... It's so delicate to raise a child, I think. I feel like children are resilient, can be resilient, but also, I don't feel like children should have to be resilient, But I feel like, oh my God, the amount of feel likes will bother me after this, but we'll just keep going. There are so many ways to fuck up children. The amount of intentionality that you have to have, whether it's with the words that you say or the tone that you use or the activities that you put out for children, it all matters. It all makes a difference. And the amount of patience that you have to have, the amount of understanding and empathy and compassion you have for children who are just starting to figure life out and figure themselves out. I think it's one of the most difficult things to do, but also one of the most fulfilling things to do is to raise a child. But to raise a child, with all of those things that I had just said. I don't know how... I don't know how people have so many children. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. Look, I think of... the way children are respected in society, which is not very well. And... I think I'm trying to phrase this in a way that isn't too preachy, but if you're going to have a kid, a child, think twice, think thrice, make sure that you've really had a plan, you have a plan, and children don't have a lot of control at this age, like 3, like preschool years. You are their person. You are their world in a way. As a parent or as a guardian, you set the tone for so many things for a child. The boundaries that they will have, the way that they view themselves, the way that they view others, like they have for themselves and others and property. That is affected so much by the way somebody parents and the way that somebody interacts with children. And I look at this experience at the preschool as a way for me to kind of see how I would be as a parent. And I've spent a lot of thought into, you know, how the way I interact with them and the way that the activities that we set up for them. And even after all of that self-reflection and the professional development and interaction with these children, I still feel like I'm not at this point where I can raise a child and do the best, like, not the best that I can do. I feel like I'm doing the best that I can where I'm at right now. But I don't feel like where I'm at right now is enough. But granted, I know that that's kind of just subjective and contextual to, you know, the time that you're at in your life. But I don't know, just think about, I think if you're planning to have children, just, I wish people would think about how impactful their effort or lack of impact somebody else's life and somebody else's future. Another thing that I've learned is textbook and real life, very different, completely different. It's funny, but like getting into the preschool, I feel like I blanked on so many things that I learned in class where I'm like, huh, I feel like my professors had told me something about this beforehand, but I just can't remember, or it slipped my mind. And then, like, now that I have time to, like, a little bit more time to just, like, look over child development stuff for fun, I'm like, huh, I could have used this. Could not have, like, didn't even come to mind when I was there, you know? And yeah. Preschool teaching. You know, preschool teaching isn't for everyone. It's not a job for people who come in for the money. There is little money in early childhood ed, honestly speaking. And you do it because you love it. You know, you do it because you're passionate about it. You do it because you care about children and you want to empower them and make their lives better so that they don't have to kind of go and like unlearn traumas that you yourself as an adult are figuring out because someone in your life kind of fucked you over, you know? I think one thing that I learned also during preschool teaching is the amount of self-care that you have to do. You can't pour from an empty cup, you know? And I know that it doesn't apply to just preschool teaching and, you know, everything. But you have to take care of yourself first and foremost to be able to show up for these children. Because it takes a lot of emotional and mental thinking and feeling and energy. So if you're not at your best, it shows. You can see it. And the children feel it. And you gotta take care of yourself. if you're picking this career, this field, you gotta take care of yourself. You gotta learn how to set your own boundaries and manage your life, I guess. It's interesting. I learned a lot about saying how I felt, communicating how I felt, setting boundaries. Those were such big pro-social skills that we were teaching at the school. And I'm like, we expect these children to like talk about their feelings and communicate and, you know, verbalize things, when we as adults can't even do that. Like, we have such a hard time saying no. We have such a hard time saying how it is that we feel. And that's something that I've learned, that like, that's something I'm still working through, you know? I've also learned that children I think there's probably going to be a part two to this, because listening back to this, and there's just a lot more to the things that I've learned as a preschool teacher. So look out for that episode, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.